USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Gunfire rang out at the Henry Pratt Company in Aurora, Illinois on Friday afternoon. When it was all over, Police Chief Kristen Zeman says five people were killed and five officers were wounded before the suspect was fatally shot.
The building is 29,000 square feet, and when they located the offender, they engaged in gunfire with him, ultimately killing him.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker addressed the senseless violence.
There are no words for the kind of evil that robs our neighbors of their hopes, their dreams, and their futures.
The shooter, George Martin, was a 15-year employee. Just before a Thursday summit of Catholic bishops to discuss clergy abuse, Pope Francis has defrocked former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. He was soliciting sex while hearing confessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
California's leaders are promising to fight President Trump's decision to declare a national emergency to get money for his border wall. State Attorney General Javier Becerra says he is prepared to sue President Trump.
He has the power to declare a national emergency, but this is not 9/11. This is not the Iran hostage crisis of 1979. This is a president showing his disdain for the rule of law and our U.S. Constitution.
There was panic at a theater in San Francisco. KOVR TV reporter Shirin Raji was at the performance of Hamilton.
What we're hearing from police is that there was a medical emergency. Someone was seen having a heart attack. That person that saw that woman thought she was shot. We heard the word gun, and as you can imagine, a lot of fear, a lot of chaos, and people just frantically exited this theater.
The theater was evacuated for a few hours. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Susan Gordon of Sausalito, California, is lucky to be alive. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Her home slid 200 feet down a hill in a mudslide Thursday that left about 60 of her neighbors still out of their homes. Gordon told her story to CBS Evening News.
And all of a sudden, there was this cracking sound, and things were tumbling all over me, on top of me. I had trees on top of me. I had beams on top of me.
You were trapped.
I was trapped, and I started screaming. Within 10 minutes, there was a neighbor with a flashlight that had heard my screaming and found me.
Firefighters soon arrived and pulled her out of the mud and debris. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump may have his first Republican re-election opponent. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican to challenge the president for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire on Friday morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee.
It upsets me that our energies as a society are being sapped by the president's culture of divisiveness.
The 73-year-old Weld says President Trump is, quote, too unstable to be president. Weld was VP candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bid for president in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.